friends, we are continuing our previous year. This is the third shir about the Avanim of Parshas Kisavo, Sefer Yehoshua Perek Dalid. In the previous shir, we saw that the Avanim that are set up in Gilgal are supposed to remind us of the miracle that happened when they passed over the Yarden, because we have Avanim in the Yarden also. But those Avanim we can't see, they're Mechusim. So therefore we're told to make 12 Avanim, set up 12 Avanim in Gilgal, and that's going to be a Zichron L'Nes. And you write the Torah on it, because that's why we're, all these Nisim are happening to us, and that's why we're being given Eretz Yisrael in order to keep the Torah, like we saw from the Ramban. And now based on this, we will proceed to read the Psukim, and then hopefully things are going to become much more clear for us, and we will see, please God, Niflos Mitoras Hashem. So this is again based on the brilliant explanation of Hagoyin HaGadol, Rav David Yitzchok Mann, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. So he says that we open up Pasuk Vav. It's not the opening Pasuk of the Perek, obviously, but we'll open up with Pasuk Vav. And it says, L'mantia zos os bekir v'chem, that this may be a sign amongst you. Ki yish'al chut yish'olun b'nechem mocher lemar ma'avonim ha'ile lochem. When your sons ask you tomorrow, what are these stones to you? In other words, they're going to ask you, Shiyishu b'nechem os al ma avonim ha'ele. They're going to ask for you a sign. What are these stones for? What are these stones all about? And on that it says in the Pasuk, next Pasuk, Ve'amartem lahem asher nichrasu meimei ha'yarden. They're trying to understand the sign of these stones, what these stones are about. So that's what it says in Pasuk Zayin, Ve'amartem lahem, asher nichrasu meimei ha'yarden. Then you shall say to them that the waters of the Jordan were cut off, mipnei Aaron bris Hashem, before the Ark of Hashem, ba'arva b'yarden, when it passed through the Jordan, nichrasu meimei ha'yarden. And these stones will be a memorial for the children of Israel forever. Vahainu. You know what these stones are a sign of? These stones are a sign for the splitting of the Jordan, because they are an os for the Avanim of the Yarden that are written in Pasuk Tes. Pasuk Tes, it says, Ushtem Esri Avanim Hek Yerusha B'soch HaYarden Tachas Matzav Ragli HaKohanim, where the feet of the Kohanim who bore the Ark of the Covenant stood, and they've been there to this day. So these stones in Gilgal are a sign of the stones in the Jordan. And what are the sign of the stones in the Jordan? These are a zikaron, v'ayu avanim el zikaron, l'vnei Yisrael ad olam. Avanim shebiyarden him zikaron l'vnei Yisrael ad olam en nes, sheyia biyarden, shehaya biyarden. And these stones in the Jordan were a memory for the Jewish people forever, for the miracle that was in the Jordan. That's what it says. L'man das. This should be a sign among you. In other words, there's a tzivui on making these avanim, which are stones of a sign. And then this comes the hemshech. So they're going to know that these are a sign for the Avnei HaYarden. But why do we need a sign for the Avnei HaYarden? What do we have in the Avnei HaYarden that they need an os in the Avnei HaGilgal? We have the Avnei HaGilgal that are a sign for the Avnei HaYarden. Why do the Avnei HaYarden need a sign? V'al zek siva martem lahem v'yo avanim elu zikaron l'vnei Yisrael ad olam. And then you tell them that these stones will be a memory for the Jewish people forever. That the Avni Ayaradim Hem Zikaron L'Nes. The stones of the Jordan are a memory of the miracle. Umemela Ha'os La'Avni Ayaradim Hu'os La'Ashvuye Bohem Es Yediyas Ha'Nes Ad Olam Alayde Avni Ayaradim. The Avni Ayaradim are in memory of the miracle that the Jordan split. And automatically, the sign for the Avni HaYarden will be a sign to make in the Avni HaYarden knowledge of the miracle forever through the Avni HaYarden. So on one hand it says, L'machor b'kirbichem. On one hand it says, tomorrow and among you. We asked, why tomorrow among you? It also says, Ad Olam. It also says forever. So which one is it? So the answer is, of course, it's both. That L'machar means I want you to make an Os L'machar. And that's going to be Bekir Bechem. It's going to be tomorrow, it's going to be soon, and it's going to be among you. And then the question is, so what do we need this Os for? And the answer is for the Meimei HaYarden, for the Avni HaYarden, and these Avanim are going to be a Zikaron L'Vnei Yisrael Ad Olam. Matrato Yi Shalidei Zeh Yabem Zikaron Mikoach Avnei Yarden Ad Olam. So yes, you're going to remember the Avni HaYarden forever, that miracle. So that's why you need the Avni Gilgal. They're a sign for the Avni HaYarden, which are going to be a memory forever. So according to that, what it says in Pasuk Chaf, V'ashtemisrei ha'avanim ha'ela asher lakhu min ha'yarden hekim Yehoshua ba'gilgo. The 12 stones that they took from the Jordan, Yehoshua established in Gilgal. What does that mean? And these 12 stones which they took out of the Jordan, Yehoshua set up in Gilgal. Ikara kavanahi kmo shehudgash ba'katuv. So what the Pasuk is telling us is, as the Pasuk emphasizes, that these are the Avanim they took from the Yarden. It's as if Yehoshua was setting up the Jordan stones in Gilgal. Because the Avnei HaGilgal are an os, are a sign for the Avnei HaYarden. And then there's a kiyum v'gilui b'fnei b'nei Yisrael al Avnei HaYarden. Shizechal kanal al yidei ashvuye behem la'olam la'avanim she'mos la'avnei hayarden. So how are these stones of Gilgal going to be a memory of Avnei HaYarden? Because you're making them tomorrow, you're making them soon, and they're going to be an os for the Avnei HaYarden forever. That the Avnei HaYarden, we need this memory of their miracle. Avnei HaYarden you can't see, so you need the Avnei HaGilgal to be an os for Avnei HaYarden, that the memory should be remembered, that it should be remembered forever. And this has nothing to do with what it says in Pasuk Ches, Vayanichum Sham, but they place them there, the Avnei HaGilgal. All it says there is they place the Avanim in Gilgal. But now it's saying that Yehoshua made them into an Os. It's going to be an Os for the Metzias of the Avnei HaYarden. It's like the Hemshech of the Avnei HaYarden. And it's going to remind us of the miracle of the Yarden. So it's a sign for the Avnei HaYarden, for that miracle that happened, that God split the Jordan. That's the purpose of the Avnei Gilgal. And in that it says in Pasuk Chaf Aleph, V'yomer el b'nei Yisrael leimor she'yishalum b'neichem mochar asavosam leimor mavonim eila. And he spoke to the children of Israel saying, when your children ask the fathers in time coming, what are these stones? And then we give this long answer. You should let your children know, saying, Israel came over this Jordan on dry land, for Hashem dried up the waters of Jordan from before you until you passed over, as Hashem did to you the Red Sea when he dried it before us, and until we passed over. So you have all our richos there we didn't have earlier. What's the idea? ירדן כעתיקרא, אלא ור מעניין יש באבני גלגל להיותם עוץ לאבני ירדן, שעל זה יש כי ישלחה, תחיבה היא עוד לאבנים, ועל זה כאמר קרא, שעוד הוא לא על אבנים, אלא על מה שהאומרות האבנים, ועל זה כתיב שאומרות האבנים אשר נחרטו מימי המירדן, ועל מעשה זה, והיו אבנים אלה לזיכרון לבני ישראל עד עולם. והיא המטרה באמירה זו שיש עניין בה לעולם, על ידי שיעות לאמירה זו לבאבני גלגל, על זה לא מיירי עדיין כלל בקרא, ולכן לא נאמרה עריכות בביור אמירת האבנים, אלא סגי במה שכתב שיש אמירה באבני ירדן שעל זה היו אבני הגלגל עוד. ורק כאן בא לבאר לגבי הזיכרון עצמו, מהי המטרה בזיכרון זה. משום הכי בריש הפרק לא כתיב אלא ואמרתם לכם, תקנה לתשובה יש אליי ותשובה האמירה היא. אבל כאן בא לבאר מה העניין באמירת האבנים. וזה כתיב והודעתם את בניכם, שאמירה של אבנים היא שתהיה מהם, והודעתם את בניכם עם פירוט בעריכות והפרקת גודלו של נס שישבהו הכתוב לקריאת ים סוף, כמו שכתוב ביבשה עבר ישראל שרוביש, דיים שעל ידי אבני הירדן יהיו דברים אלה אצל בניכם בגדר של ידיעה כדבר מוחשי, שמזה תבוא המסקנה מחמת ידיעה זו, כתכתיב בקרא חבדה לדמן דעת כל המי ארץ את יד השם כי חזקה היא, למען יראיתם את השם אלוקיכם כל הימים. What did I just say? So, earlier on in the parak, we're not coming to explain what the purpose of this memory of the Avni HaYarden is. It's just telling us, explaining to us, what inyan is there in the Avni HaGilgal that they are a sign for the Avni HaYarden. Why do you need Yishalcha Bacha Machar? Like it says earlier, that your son's going to ask you, Pasuk Vav, Leimor, Ma Avana Me'ele Lachem. He's going to say, what do you need? What do you need a sign for? Lamanti Azel Sos Bekirbichem Kiyoshulchum Enechem Lomer Omer Lomer Avani Me'ele. Your son's going to say to you, what do you need this sign for? What do you need this sign in Gilgal as a sign for the Avni HaYarden? What's the point? Well, now what's the point? What do you need them for? Why do you need a sign for Avanim? And what's the answer? The answer is, oh, you're asking why you need a sign for Avanim. So I'll tell you why. The sign isn't for the Avanim. You're not making a sign in Gilgal for the Avanim in the Yarden. No. The sign is for the miracle. The Avanim are telling you that the water splits. And these Avanim should be a memory forever. Now what's the purpose that it should be forever? That we're still not talking about. Right now we're just trying to figure out earlier in the Perek, we're trying to figure out what bechlal you need a sign of Avanim for. You need a sign of Avanim here for Avanim over there, in Gilgal for in the Yarden. What do you need such a sign for? And the answer is, it's not a sign for the Avanim, it's a sign that the Jordan split. What's the purpose? What's the purpose of this? What's the matara? That the pasuk's not talking about yet. And therefore there's no arichus. It just tells you that it's a sign that the Jordan split. V'amartem l'mashar nechassu me'me yardin b'nerim b'ritz Hashem b'avro b'yardin nechassu me'me yardin v'yavanim l'zikor l'mnei Yisrael adolam. And they're going to be a memory that the Jordan split. And then Vayter is telling you what the purpose of the Zikaron is. Maya Matara. And that's why, and what's the purpose? The purpose is to know that there's a God. To know that God is strong. So that's why earlier on we asked, why earlier on does it say Vamartim and then afterwards Vohodatim? Because originally, just Amira, they asked a question, you're giving them an answer. What was the question? The question was, what do you need Avanim and Gilgal as a sign for the Avanim and the Yarden? What's that all about? And the answer is, no! It's not a sign for the stones of the Jordan. It's a sign for the miracle that happened in the Jordan, which is what the stones of the Jordan are about. Okay, so that's a tshuva, and you got an Amira for that. But here we're coming to explain what's the inyan of the Amira Savanim. Okay, so now what are you getting at now? Okay, so now the Avanim are speaking. Well, why is it important for us to know what the Avanim are saying? Why is it important for us to know that the Avanim are telling us that there was this miracle? So then we go by Richus into the whole miracle. And that it's mamish like Kriyas Yamsuf. It was so amazing. So it should be like a concrete knowledge. And then you're going to come to the following maskana. You know what the maskana is going to be? You know what the conclusion is going to be? Pasuk Chav Dalet. L'man das kol amei aretz es yad Hashem ki chazaka hi. Everybody's going to know the hand of God, He's strong. L'man yireisim es Hashem elokeichem kol hayamim. So you should fear Hashem all the days. That's the purpose. That's the point. And now we can also answer the kasha of the Malbim. Earlier on in the Perek, the splitting of the Yarden was contingent on the Aron Bris Hashem. And here it says, "Basher Hovish Hashem Elokechem Ismei Yarden Mipneichem." Here it says that God split it, not the Aron Bris. Because earlier on, it's only telling us the Metzias, that the Os is coming to be Megala. You know what the Os is coming to be Megala? The Aron Bris split the Yarden. And that was the Maisa, that the Krisis Mea Yarden, the Jordan split, because they are in Bris Hashem. The end of the Perek, Yeshua is coming to explain not what was in the Jordan, what this Yediyah of what happened in the Jordan is supposed to activate. Why are we supposed to remember this? So that we have extra cover for the Aron Bris Hashem? No! God has the power to split the Jordan. And that's Mechaivas. L'man das kol amer tisiyad Hashem ki chazaka hi. L'man yireisim es Hashem elokeichem kol hayamim. So this is Mechaiv the Jewish people. So originally it's just telling us what the sign was. The sign is for the miracle that happened. What was the miracle? That there was this Aron Bris. And then when the water saw the Aron Bris, the water split. The water split before the Aron Bris. Seder, so that's the Metzius of what happened. But what's this supposed to be Poel? It's supposed to be Poel Yerushimayim. That ultimately it was God obviously splitting the sea and we're supposed to come to fear God. Splitting the river and we're supposed to come to fear God. So we are not done yet, sweet friends. We still have more legs on this journey, but in the meantime we've seen a flow of Mitaras Hashem, and we hope that Hashem gives us life in Simchas Chaim, and we are able to continue B'simcho B'tuv Lev of Meirov Kol. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.